Hi guys, this is George H. Saroy, the author of Excelsior, and right now it is 4:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, January 21st. I am incredibly excited, you can probably hear it in my voice, about the feedback that I've been getting so far from the blog Tour de Force readers. I love you guys. All you guys are terrific. We've gotten, the site has gotten about 40 comments so far, I want to say. It's coming up on 40, I believe, and the response that you guys have given this book has been really, really special, and something that I'm really, really proud of. So I just want to say thank you guys so much. Right before I get into my question for the day, I just want to remind a lot of you that I do have some of your email addresses, but I don't have all of them. So if you can please send me an email at ghwriter, W-R-I-T-E-R, 1976, at gmail.com, and just let me know your email address so I can send you your ebook, because I definitely want to get that to you as quickly as possible. Please, again, ghwriter, 1976, at gmail.com. Send that to me as soon as possible, and I promise your ebook will be on its way today. So, getting to my question for the day, the one that I see right over here is from Sarah Hedges, who asks, so here's what I want to know. How did you make time to write a book when, I assume, you work full-time? Did you set aside specific times to write, or did it just happen naturally? I would love any advice you have on how to carve this time out in an otherwise busy life. Excellent question. And the main thing that I really have to push for this answer is National Novel Writing Month. I'm not sure if you've heard of it yet, Sarah. It's you can actually look at it online. It's NaNoWriMo, NaNoWriMo.org. And basically what it is it's a challenge that allows you to see if you can write out a 50,000-word draft of a novel in only 30 days. This was started by a gentleman named Chris Beatty from San Francisco, who just decided on a whim around 1999, 2000, that he and his friends were just going to write out a book. And what that was they were basically just going to keep writing nonstop until they passed the 50,000-word mark. They were going to see if they can do it in 30 days. And some of their friends wound up backing out around halfway through, but he kept going and eventually was able to finish it. And what I need to remind you is that when you write a 50,000-word draft in 30 days, you can't look at that big, broad number. What you have to do is you have to basically break it down into 30 deadlines. So it comes out to about 1,667 words a day. That comes out to about 5-6 typewritten pages, double-spaced, 12-point Courier font. It's definitely very, very doable. And all you have to do is spend about an hour or so a day and just work on that. But the main thing that you cannot do is you cannot go back during that first month and fix whatever it is that you were writing. You have to keep going. That's the whole point of the exercise. You have to just keep on going until you reach the end, because the whole point of writing is rewriting. And you can't rewrite from nothing. And I have become a staunch advocate of rewriting, thanks to the 2 years that I've been spending working on this, and here we are now. And so that's how I would do it. I would take a full month for yourself. It doesn't have to be November. It could be any month that has 30 days in it. And just go ahead and tackle it, get it done, and then once you're done, take some time for yourself, relax. And then later on, you can spend as much time as you want picking at it, and it will get better. The writing's going to improve. You can't just look at that first draft and say, "Oh, good, I'm all done." You are not done. Your work has just started. You have basically just laid the foundation, and now you have to go ahead and build the house on top of that. So, thank you so much for your question, Sarah. Again, everyone, please keep on sending me these questions. I love answering them, and I saw that I have several more to answer, so which I'll be doing as quickly as I can. So, please, send in your questions from partsunknowncgi@gmail.com. And again, send me your email addresses so I can send you your ebook. Until next time, ever upward.